proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Early in the life of Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, he encountered a great need for food and shelter as he wandered through 1900s Europe. He was trying to escape the pressures of life in a small Austrian town that he grew up in, and at the same time escape the nagging question that he had about God and Judaism. Shortly after he accepted Jesus as his personal Messiah, he was again faced with a great need for food and shelter. Only this time, it was being due to being ostracized by his own family. Through these hardships, his faith was strengthened in the Lord. In this, he also became sensitive to the needs of others, especially for those Jewish people who survived World War II. During a trip to Prague in 1947, several poverty-stricken Jewish people approached him for help, and he gave what he had. His concern opened many doors of sharing the gospel with his own, the Jewish people. Since 1949, one of IVGM's goals has been to provide relief and humanitarian aid to Jewish people in their time of need. Jewish people are often referred to as the chosen people, but many wonder what exactly they were chosen for. Over the centuries, Jewish people have faced much persecution at the hands of those who claim to be Christians. With the terrible history of the Crusades, the Inquisition, pogroms, and the Holocaust etched in their minds, many Jews have cried with the psalmist who said, "No man cared for my soul." But let me now challenge you with this thought. You have been blessed. Now let's return the blessing. Our response as Christians should show love and compassion to the Jewish people and others around us. God promised Abraham and to his family in Genesis 12:3, saying, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and through thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." We have been blessed by the Jewish people who gave us two great gifts of eternal value, the Word of God and the God of the Word, the Messiah. It is time for us to return the blessing by showing the love of the Messiah in a visible and tangible way. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 says, "The Jews require a sign, but the Greeks seek after wisdom." Over the years, I have encountered several Jewish people who commented when we assisted them that I thought Christians hated us. Another from the former Soviet Union said to me, "This was the first time in my life that I have ever received a gift." We're talking about grandpas and grandmas here. Now, through this love and action, hearts are softened and lives are being changed. IBJM has been involved in humanitarian aid to the Jewish people in Israel, as well as many other parts of the world. You can have a part in this unique ministry of blessing the Jewish people. Through your gifts to this ministry, you can have a personal touch in the life of a needy Jewish family. Donations can be made online through IBJM.org. The Hebrew word for charity is tzedakah, which is also translated as righteousness. One of the names of God is Jehovah Tzidkenu, meaning the Lord our righteousness. You see, giving in this way is modeling the character of God. In other words, the Hebrew idea of giving is really an act of righteousness, considered so by the Jewish people themselves. This is a timely opportunity, I believe, in this day and age and the last days to help the Jewish people in their great time of need. Remember that in ministering to others, you are actually ministering to Jesus. Matthew 25, verse 40 says, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Anti-Semitism's ugly head is rising once again. One just has to look at the recent news headlines to discover this. However, I believe that now is the time to stand for truth and peace. The Jewish people need to see God's love reflected in our own words and actions. Until the Lord returns, let us minister compassionately as we seek to bless the Jewish people. We pray that the Lord will open many hearts through these efforts. Now, I trust that this program has been a blessing and encouragement to you today, my friend. In light of the news out there concerning Israel and the Middle East, it is refreshing to hear good news such as this. I appreciate you for joining me today. Now, we'd like to send a special thank you to each of you for listening today, and also to each radio station and media outlet that airs this program, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply do so by going to IBJM.org. Invite a friend as well. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Shalu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.